Dr. Pat Schwab is helping us with a strategy for effectively dealing with difficult change. Her acronym is SKATE, and we are to T. In this segment, we'll deal with what the T is, and in the next, how it helps us. Pat, it turns out there are a lot of steps to effectively dealing with change. T stands for Think of All the Good Things, and that sounds a little Pollyanna to me. How does that fit in?
Basically, I am firmly convinced that people don't make good decisions if they aren't feeling good about themselves.
Mm.
And in these trying times, it's real easy to just let yourself spiral down.
Yeah.
When I say think of the good things, what I often ask folks to do is make a list of 200 accomplishments.
Well, it sounds like a big number, doesn't it?
And in some cases, it is. What I want you to write, if you made some good loans, put them down. If you got a promotion, put it down. Think of non-work things that you were successful at. You took a trip across the country with your family and you still all love each other, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That should be down there as an accomplishment.
If you went to the gym last week,
that's an accomplishment.
Hey, I got that one.
Yeah. If you were nice to a client or a customer that you didn't feel like being nice to, that's
okay.
An accomplishment.
So Lisa had a great accomplishment if she didn't go off on this person who was really going off on her on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
So just dealing with a difficult customer in a positive way.
Yeah, and my strong suggestion is that if you can't come up with 200 things on your list, lower your standards.
Well, or what about ask some other people? Because don't you think sometimes we're too hard on ourselves? And if we asked other people, all of a sudden they come up with stuff that we would never have thought of.
I think that's excellent. That's excellent. The other side of that is that we often think of an accomplishment as the end of something, the final point. But if you're working with people you like, that's an accomplishment.
Mm.
You know, if you were on a task force and you really got some good insights out of that, that's an accomplishment in addition to whatever it is that task force did.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I often say to people that if you can still wear the same outfit you wore to your high school graduation, that's an accomplishment. And I say that because I can still wear that dress. I wear it as a scarf, but I can still wear it. You know, you lower their standards. You can put a lot of things on that list, you know.
Well, you know, in banking these days, frankly, if you're Community Bank stock has dropped less than 30%, that actually would be
an accomplishment.
Yeah, because
absolutely.
Across the board, they probably have dropped by maybe 30%.
All right, so we need to think of all the good things. Before you listen to the next recording, take the 200 challenge. Write down 200 accomplishments. And remember what Pat said, if you're having trouble coming up with 200, lower your standards. Then listen to the next recording where Dr. Schwab will help us with why what you just did matters.